I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Senate has narrowly approved a budget that slashes millions of dollars from Medicaid, mental health, law enforcement, and other state agencies. Senators voted 19-15 for the cut-filled budget today after lawmakers could not agree during a special session on how to fill a budget hole. The House of Representatives will decide whether to go along with the spending plan. Legislators rejected Governor Robert Bentley's call for $302 million in taxes. The Senate-passed plan cuts nearly $200 million from state agencies. Opposed lawmakers say the cuts will have devastating consequences for the state. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says most senators did not want to put taxes on Alabama families. Some senators say they expect Bentley to bring them back into a second special session. While legislators debate the budget, AARP hopes that their senior services don't wind up on the chopping block. Candy Williams is the interim state director for AARP in Alabama. She says those cuts would have a serious impact on important programs.
We see critical services such as Meals on Wheels, nutrition programs, in-home care services are funded through the Alabama Department of Senior Services. What we're really wanting is to make sure that these systems are strong and in place for not only our seniors but the folks that care for them.
Williams says AARP is pushing for level funding for senior services. And the University of Alabama football team held its annual media day yesterday. Coaches and players spoke to the media as they get set to begin the 2015 season in less than 4 weeks. But before the season begins, the Crimson Tide is going through training camp. Coach Nick Saban says preseason camp is all about attitude.
You know, you can say, I'm going to try to survive this camp. All right, or I'm going to go out there and thrive every day in this camp. In terms of working hard, pushing myself, trying to get in better condition, trying to be a player that can go out and dominate the competition.
Alabama was 12-2 last season, winning the SEC championship and getting to the first ever college football playoff. The Crimson Tide begins the 2015 season against Wisconsin in the Advocare Classic in Dallas, Texas. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley this evening, lows in the lower 70s. A 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms in central Alabama tonight with lows in the mid-70s. And partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 70s. Currently 90 degrees in Florence, Huntsville, and Mobile, 93 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 97 in Tuscaloosa, Selma, and Montgomery. Reporting for APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.